This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Angels, calling all angels. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Guess who I am? Here we go. Here's a list of who's been attacked by what over the weekend. This has become a regular thing on Monday, it seems. We have a list, a long list of, and I shouldn't laugh about it because it's not funny, that people get killed or they get eaten or they... Here's a guy that was 79 years old, attacked out for an early morning walk yesterday, got attacked by an alligator. Naples, Florida. Man can be heard when he calls 911 calmly telling the dispatcher, "Hey, a gator just bit me on the leg. I'm bleeding. I'm not sure how bad it is."
Did he live?
He put his T-shirt around the wound. He put a tourniquet around it to keep him from bleeding to death.
I feel like this is somebody who has seen some stuff. This guy has lived a life. If he was able to very calmly... He'd take care of himself and call 911 and just relay the information.
7 foot.
Like, an alligator on my leg.
Right. The 7 foot female alligator. How do they know that?
7 feet.
Yeah, but how do they know it's a female alligator? They bite differently.
Oh, they have lashes.
Than...
They have the big lashes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I should have known that. All right, let's see what else has been bitten here. A young girl was bitten on the leg by a rabid beaver. We haven't had one of these for a while. In a lake in Georgia, victim was bitten in the leg by a massive beaver. The incident happened offshore. Beavers are often rabid, and they are always dangerous. Apparently,
why hasn't someone done a horror movie about a rabid beaver?
Well, and that's probably somebody's got the idea, and you know who'll be first in line to buy a ticket to see it?
Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is in Georgia. The victim's identity and condition not released. The beaver tested positive for rabies, but her father went out and bashed it over the head with a pole out of the end of that. But they are, it wasn't like you were going out there. Sometimes they're in the water on lakes and ponds, and they are just, I just find beavers gross. We have them in our pond on the farm.
Father said, damn.
Nicely done. Right? Oh, no, we lost Doug.
No, you didn't lose. Okay. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said? Everybody in the world talking about that. Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
The great Sikh cover-up.
Right.
But I get your point. But you've inspired me. Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is... We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump? It isn't redundant.
He's the problem. Gift that keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You either got it, folks, or you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. This is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia-Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows where that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there because it was once an area fortified to protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town, and they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They're just digging a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah, there's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what did they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense, right? And what did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you study this in archaeology? Did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No. But this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things. Archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. Right? A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories, all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. They have. We had example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam. So they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to. I'm not going to put up with that. So we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers. You got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks. Not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park while celebrating her birthday. One of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year. Name is Aspen Brown. Located a 2.95 carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds. The state park.
Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother, they were playing around the park. She got hot. She wanted to sit down for a minute. So she walked over to some of the big rocks. Next thing that the father knew, she was running saying, Dad, I found something. As this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is it, this kind of a diamond? You know about that.
I'm not sure because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system, but it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so is it finders keepers there?
Yeah, they found. Like, yeah, this is like this is what the state park is. That state park is known for that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass.
Yeah. But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Largest diamond ever found, a 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam, was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wowee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so because they're more common.
Cubans
I think it's
coming.
Just about how rare they are. Yeah.
Anybody really even? Honestly, can you tell the difference if somebody came to you and said, okay, here's the diamond and it wasn't, but it looked like a diamond, could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so, but I think
is that man-made? Is the cubic zirconium?
Yeah, that's man-made. I think it's one of those things of... One of them has a little bit more of a, it's not as, like, clearish white. It almost has, like, a silverish clearish.
Okay.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like, what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise. It's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue. If you have it could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky. And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. She was going there with her folks for her birthday. And then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and... something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about
it. And
she what happens next?
Something. She found a big something.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Happy days are here again. Time for us to spend some quality time with a quality guy, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. You can find where the radio is and many of the same stations that carry this program carry The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. I see that Jack Daniels is involved in a lawsuit against a dog toy maker, and it's going to the Supreme Court. Things are tough all over if we've got this kind of a problem going to the Supreme Court. Apparently, Jack Daniels not happy because these silly squeaker dog toys look like a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey, right?
Is they're not happy. They're not happy because it wasn't their idea to come out with that dog
toy.
Pet industry is a $1 trillion industry now.
Yeah, right. Why not?
How does that affect their business other than adding to it? But I guess you have to protect your copyrights and stuff like that. I understand that. I got that thing for you. Gen Z, a new study just came out. It's in the Post, I think, just today. Gen Z gets more joy from seeing their pet happy than their significant other.
That's a way.
And it was echoed by Gen X.
Friends. Yeah, there you go. How to get more listeners, win friends, and influence people. My dog likes me better than he likes you.
You know, it's interesting though, because how different generations treat animals differently. In fact, years ago I did a whole story on the Today Show about the politics of dogs, how certain breeds were more conservative back then and certain breeds were popular when it was someone liberal in office. Kind of interesting stuff about the breeds we have.
Do we have a new breed of Marjorie Taylor Greene dogs?
I don't know about I don't know about her dogs. I can't believe the French Bulldog is now the number one dog in America. I cannot believe it shocks me. Right. Not that they're a bad dog, but they have a lot of medical issues.
Right.
And the thing right now, who has $3,000 and $4,000 to spend on a puppy?
Right.
I don't get it. Go adopt.
Here's the research from a startup that's developed an AI-based app that scans your dog's nose, because apparently all dogs have completely unique nose prints, just like we have completely different fingerprints, and there's an app for you to figure out what it was. It's like a fingerprint machine. This is an app for your dog's nose. I don't know why we need to know more about a dog's nose print. I guess it's a way to help identify a lost dog, right?
Nose prints for a long time. Now what they're doing is some people in Europe, and I guess it's coming here too, is they have actual facial recognition for their pet.
Really?
So, in other words, all these ideas are good, but it has to be registered centrally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Words, right. Is the Iowa Rescue going to know about your dog's nose print or your dog's facial ID? Mm-hmm. But if it's done properly, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the chips have saved thousands and thousands of dogs. Before that, the tags. Even before that, I go back to the days, and I horrible days, when people used to tattoo the number on the inside of the dog's ear on the flank, so if the dog was stolen. So, yeah. But, you know, things have changed. I think it's a great idea. Anything that can help someone be reunited with a lost pet, as far as I'm concerned, is a good idea.
There's a Pet Now app on the marketplace that pet owners can use to register their dog's nose print by taking a picture with their smartphone. And apparently you can do the same thing for a cat as well. And once the image is captured, it's stored in this company's database. Anybody who comes across a lost animal can take a picture of their nose or the face and see if it matches, as you're suggesting, the same thing they can do with, you know, you on a camera in downtown New York, for heaven's sakes. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My only concern is that where's this ultimate database going to be? In other words, mm-hmm. Just this one place you have to register. If it was, you know, maybe if they switch over eventually where instead of dog tags or in combination with when you register your dog, they do the nose print at that point and it goes into a national base. That would be a good idea. They have a national base like that for children, I think.
Yeah, I think they do.
You know?
All right, here's the story of a dog and a goat that are so close the shelter has decided the two of them must go up as a team for adoption. They were dropped off in an animal control unit. This is in Wake County, Florida, I believe. Felix is the dog. Cinnamon is the goat. And they've lived together since they were little hunga-bungas. The shelter says they usually take farm animals, but they could see that these two were so close that they wouldn't separate them.
You know,
so how about that?
That's the one thing that, you know, my two dogs were siblings, and they didn't want me to adopt both of them, and I forced them to make me give them both.
Why would they want you to take them both?
They only wanted to adopt one at a time to get more money. Anyway, anytime there's a bonded pair, take them home.
Absolutely. Yep, you can see that. Great therapy, too, for the owners. So that's something else to remember. And speaking of remembering, thepetshow.com is the web address you remember. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in an unannounced visit to the West Bank yesterday. Later in the day, he traveled to Iraq, giving a press conference in Baghdad. Blinken says he believes progress is being made to keep the conflict regional, but has a warning for Iran.
We will take every necessary step to protect our people. We're not looking for conflict with Iran. We've made that very clear. But we'll do what's necessary to protect our personnel, be they military or civilian.
A judge has ruled a teacher, Abigail Zwerner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings. The Newport News School Board argued she was only entitled to workman's compensation because the injuries happened at work. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Nope, you have not died and gone to heaven, information heaven. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and a cast of thousands. This is for those who live in the colonial cities of America, people who are on the East Coast. Here's the story of a surgeon who ran about a mile to and from a hospital to pick up a liver for his patient after the courier's route was blocked by the Philadelphia road system, the grid, whatever, who knows. Lots of marathon runners, and this guy wasn't about to wait. So he's, by the way, 66 years old. Dr. Charles, this is Dr. Adam Bodzin, B-O-D-Z-I-N, trying to operate on Charles Rowe, who's waiting on the operating table for a liver so that he can have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Save his life.
Blocking everything up. And when there is an organ transplant happening, the transportation part of that transplant, time is ticking. The clock is ticking. And a surgeon was like, you know what? Out the door. I'll do it myself.
So he runs
full service
around the marathon at a couple of different points. Apparently the police, the organizers didn't know what was going on. The police said there were access points for emergencies that would go to the hospital, but apparently that didn't work or something was snafu'd. So the doctor, so he's running, you can see him, picture him weaving back and forth along the marathon route through the stream of runners to reach the driver, take the container. The liver's on ice, and he goes back the same way and gets into the operating room. Quick thinker that he is, managing that transplant, so the liver is all set and the guy's good.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That is just amazing. And events like these, event organizers and police do have access points for emergencies that may happen, especially heading towards the hospital, but this courier could not find their way. And even consulting police just was still struggling to navigate these streets.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Something else, another good deed that is done by a good person on the Good Day program. The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's
keep
so much fun
case,
to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac, were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close. Well, one of them
enough.
Weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. I'm guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love her. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who have been listening to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to it. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact, everybody has a gift. The good news of the day is that your gift hopefully has allowed you to fill a special place in your community, in your world, in your influential circle. Nobody else can do what you do. There's something about you that's unique, and that is what makes for good radio listening. I think that I am a very unique person, and I'm happy to extol and evaluate the things as I see them, tell you those stories. Jay, the same thing. Very interesting point of view based on experiences. Sometimes it's based just on who you are. My daughter used to tell me when she was, you know, I remember when she was like in junior high school, she didn't want me to have anything to do with her friends. I don't want my father around. I don't want him to talk. I don't want him, because everything you say at that age is embarrassing. Right? Did you think that way about your father when you were 13 years old?
No. I was the one that was hanging out at home, and my friends wanted to see me. They had to come hang out at my house, too.
Ah, okay. So it was a good place to hang out. Although our place was a good place to hang out. The kids were with me after we got divorced. The kids were with me on the weekends. And it was Megan at first didn't like Brendan, always liked being on the farm. His friends would come around and they'd, you know, play on the tractors and stuff. But Megan, I can't go. Those smelly animals, I don't want my friends. I'm embarrassed that my father has cows.
And I bet, you know what, her friends were always probably like, can we please go see the animals?
Yeah, I go see the cows. Yes. We see whatever else. We had lots of different animals around. Anyway, so the point is that honor that which is different about you. Don't be a complier. Be individually. Be one of the blessings of you is that you have different fingerprints than everybody else, and that means, and your DNA is different, so you're different. And live that life. That's a gift. Love it as much as you can. It's a value to you and to the world, and frankly, I think not in modest terms. You're different. So embrace it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it. Embrace it.
Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat,
visually unappealing. Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company? Or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude crews, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between
you and the seat?
Sitting and whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I grossed myself out. I don't... Yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat, the big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. She said that... the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time in I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that will go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, 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 her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. They, Rah, rah, shish, kumba.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Three after the hour now, it's time for a review of what's going on in the home improvement world with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend. And so because of that, we decided we kick off the weekend with ideas for you and home improvement stuff. And these are good certainly any time, this weekend, next weekend, the middle of the week if you have that time off. And we highlight questions for the audience of the Good Day program here. And so we have first up, Tommy, a fellow named Grant.
Yep.
Who's got a kitchen countertop that's made of tile with an old cast iron sink. Congratulations, sir. You win the prize. So is the prize a new sink, Tommy? What does he do?
Yeah, he wants to know if he can replace his cast iron sink without pulling out the tile. Which is possible, but another option, Grant, might be simply to recoat that sink. Now, you know, Doug, for years I sort of was not in favor of refinishing tubs and refinishing cast iron sinks and so on because the finishes never stuck. But recently I've worked with a new product that's more of like an epoxy, and I actually took a 1950s tub and recoated it with this epoxy coating. It was a company called EcoPel. And you mix it up. You got to follow the instructions very carefully because, you know, when you mix epoxies, you got to mix it for a certain period of time, let it sit for a certain period of time. You got to watch your temperatures. But, man, when it was done, it was absolutely beautiful when it came out of the showroom. And you can do that with a cast iron sink as well. So you have refinish options, Doug, Grant. But if you want to pull it out, you just have to work carefully. What I would do is I would very carefully release the fasteners from below, take all the plumbing apart, and then you're going to have to work on the seam between the tile and the sink itself. And you may break a couple of tiles. You might have to put them back, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Word to the wise. Also, we like to highlight when Tommy is here what's going on with the Money Pit podcast and what's in the newsletter, because all this information comes out of the radio program, but also through the research that Tom does. And I noticed you had some questions about drop ceilings. Would you explain, for those who don't know what they are first?
Well, you know, drop ceilings is something that we all saw growing up, you know, in commercial buildings or schools.
Yeah.
You have that framework in the ceiling, and you have these very large, say, 2-foot by 4-foot panels that sit above. And that's what most people think of when they think of drop ceilings. But, man, has it changed, Doug? Now these drop ceilings are absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I saw one the other day that looked like an old-fashioned tin ceiling in a house. It had so much personality to it. It was really beautiful. And it doesn't look anything like the old drop ceilings. In fact, you can't even tell it's a drop ceiling. So we give you an update on drop ceilings. We talk about tub and shower leaks and how easy they can be to fix if you know what to look for. And we cover the top thermostat mistakes that people make that are drop.
What are? Give me one of them.
One of them is riding that thermostat up and down based on how you feel as opposed to set it and forget it. You know, if you people love to go up and down and up and down and up and down. I mean, that wastes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You just want to pick a temperature and leave it at that, especially if you are unfortunate enough to be using a heat pump, because if you run that thermostat up with a heat pump, you switch from using the heat pump cycle to the electric cycle, electric resistance, and that like doubles or triples the amount of energy it takes to heat your house.
So, all right, I'm going to do a little editorial here with your concurrence. You know I'm involved in this development, and we've been confronted by some of the rumors that legally there's going to be an edict that says you can't use gas, you can't burn wood, you can't burn coal, you can't burn oil, that everything's going to have to be electric. And there's so much resistance to this because it's who the hell are they to say what we can use and under the circumstances and give the electric companies a monopoly? Do you know what that'll do to the price of electricity?
Yeah. I mean, look, certainly electricity has become more efficient, but let's face it, the industry doesn't have a good reputation of I mean, you're old enough to remember maybe what they used to call, I think they call it the golden homes, where they were all like electric.
Electric, in the 70s?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, crazy.
Big promise was going to be fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I can't imagine, there's no way you're going to take homes that have existing gas and tell them they can no longer heat by gas. It's just not going to happen. It's economically impossible.
It shouldn't happen in the future either.
Shouldn't.
We're putting gas in all of the homes in the development, even though it's sustainable. Yeah. I'm going to. You know, we were thinking about doing electric because there was a big incentive, like $20,000 a unit to put all electric, but we don't see that as a benefit down the road economically for the reasons that you just enumerated.
Yeah, and you know what? So, people are going to, people are not going to trust that it's going to continue with those rebates. Those are just incentives initially, and you want to make sure you have something that's going to work for you for the whole long haul.
Yep. All right, check out Tom and the Money Pit, moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. Just great information for you every weekend. This is Good Day at 59 past.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.